Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yo, what's going on, Rimshot family? It's John here. I wanted to come on here. I know we went live last night to go over round one, but I wanted to come on here for day two of the draft before it started, give you my round one grades, as well as kind of give you some day two steals and surprises I think could happen tonight as we enter into the second and the third round of the NFL draft. I thought that all the teams, for the most part, had a good draft last night, and I'm going to give, I think, fairly good grades. I think that I'm just going to go through 1 through 32 and give my personal opinion on them. And then, like I said, I'm going to give you some what I feel are potential snubs and then what I think will be some day two steals for tonight. So let's go over this real quick. I'm not going to be over here too long tonight. Let's start with round one, pick one. Cam Ward. I mean, it was no surprise. Cam Ward went one. We all knew it from kind of jump in every mock. He was kind of mocked to go one. I do think that he'll wind up being a good pick in Tennessee. They needed the help. Will Levis was not the answer, in my personal opinion. I think that Cam Ward gives them some more versatility at the quarterback position. It can help them for years to come. Two, Travis Hunter goes to Jacksonville. Originally, obviously, Cleveland had that pick. They wound up trading back and giving the pick to Jacksonville. I think that that changes Travis's career trajectory because I believe that he'll have a better career in Jacksonville. He has Trevor Lawrence throwing him the ball. He doesn't have to worry about not knowing who his quarterback will be. He'll be able to come in, learn from a couple of vets that are there and a couple of young guys as well. So I'm giving them an A-plus for that pick because Travis Hunter is just Travis Hunter. I think he was the best player in the draft by far. I don't know if it was, you know, particularly close in regards of need and stuff like that. So because he's such a Swiss Army knife on the both sides of the ball, I think that Jacksonville did a really good job with that pick. Three, going to the Giants, going to get Abdul Carter. Once again, you really couldn't pass up on Abdul Carter on that defensive side of the ball. Now, I am intrigued to see, offensively kind of what they decide to do going forward, as I'll get into a little bit later on with them. But I think defensively now they have a great defensive line with him, Mr. Thibodeau. We got Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence down there. So I think that defensive line is ferocious. But intrigued to see, are they going to be able to get enough pass rush and get enough sacks to, you know, cover up their bad secondary and their linebacking core. So we'll be able to kind of get into it later on and see, but I'm going to give the Giants an A for that grade as well, win that third pick. Next, we got the Patriots. They went Will Campbell. Once again, some of the mocks had Will Campbell going and being a high pick. I think it's going to be an all-pro at left tackle in New England. I think it's a very good pick for them. I'm very excited to see what he does in New England. I'm excited to, watch him ball. Five is where it kind of gets kind of dicey for me. I think that Cleveland needed a quarterback, and I would have loved to see them pick a quarterback at this particular position. But Mason Graham was the pick for them. Now, I'm not mad at the Mason Graham pick because I think that Mason Graham is a good player overall. And the Cleveland defense, and as you know, offensively and defensively, they always need some help. So I'm not mad at them going to get this defensive stout guy from the tackle position for Michigan and Mason Graham. I think that he will be a great complement to Myles Garrett and the rest of that defensive line. But it's always Cleveland, and they always kind of stand in their own way. So I'm intrigued to see it. The grade I'm going to give them it right now is a B-plus for Mason Graham. But I got to see how this trade works out because they could have Travis Hunter. 6, we had Ashton Jensen going to Vegas. So I think that Vegas did a great thing by going ahead and get their running back of the future. I saw a stat that Jensen actually becomes the second highest paid running back in the NFL just from being drafted 6 overall to Vegas. They already have Brock Bowers. They got Geno Smith. Will he be the long-term answer? We're not necessarily sure. I'm going to give them a B-plus grade for their draft with that Ashton pick. Defensively, I think they still need a lot of help. So would have been interesting to see them go defense, but I can't be mad at them for going Jensen here. The Jets went ahead and got Mr. Mabu from Missouri at 7. They always need offensive line help, I feel like, in New York. So I'm not mad at this pick at all. I'm going to actually give them an A because I like Mabu's game. And I think that because they lost so many tackles and players on the offensive line, and because, you know, Aaron Rodgers faced so much pressure in his 2 years that he was there, I think that they did a very good thing by giving at least Justin Fields the opportunity to stay upright this year. Carolina, and they surprised me because I thought that Carolina originally was going to need an edge guy. They went ahead and got another wide receiver. And then when, if you remember, last year Carolina drafted a wide receiver in Xavier Leggett. But this year they went ahead and got Mr. McMillan from Arizona at wide receiver. I'm not mad at the pick at all. I think that it's always a good thing to go and get your quarterback some more weapons. So I think that from them being saying, hey, Bryce, we believe in you. We want to, you know, put you in the best position to succeed as possible. I think that was a great thing for them. So I'm going to give them a B plus because I want to see how this young man pans out in Carolina. Now we're going to the Saints. Now the Saints also surprised me. They went ahead and got Kelvin Banks Jr., another tackle. Now they always need offensive line help as well in New Orleans, but they also need a quarterback. So this is the first place I was like, Shador could have went here. But hey, you know, teams are kind of doing things in the way they need to do them. So God bless them, and we'll see how this pick works out for them. I think the player's good. We'll be able to see how the overall agenda is here soon. So yeah, I think that, you know, this pick will be interesting for the Saints here. Let's move into 10, Colston Loveland. Which surprised me because I thought that Tyler Warren would have been the first tight end taken off the board in Chicago. And if you remember the mock that we did, Hundo did say that there was going to be a tight end taking Tyler Warren to Chicago. And I was still weary of that pick because they got Cole Kmet. And so it just really surprised me that they took a tight end here. But, I mean, looking at the pick overall, I mean, I like this young man's game from Michigan. I can see why they chose him. I'm intrigued to see how he compares to Tyler Warren, which will be his running mate here soon. And I'll talk about their pick. He went 14 to the Colts. But I want to, because of that comparison, I'm going to have to give him a B-plus just to see what he looks like in the league in this offense. But it's another weapon for Caleb Williams, who, once again, has no excuse, man, not to be good. Moving on to 11, man, the 49ers went ahead and got Marquell Williams. I knew they had a need for edge. I really like Marquell Williams' game. I think he really is going to fit in good to that defense. He's tough off the edge. He fits into that defensive scheme of hard, you know, tough-nosed football in San Fran. So I really think he brings some edge out there as well. The Cowboys picked Tyler Booker. Tyler Booker, man, if y'all heard me talk about this young man, he's a dog. He brings a mentality of, you know, I want to dominate every time I touch the field. And that's the kind of offensive lineman that you want on your team. Dallas needs help on the offensive line. They had Zach Martin just retire. Dak Prescott needs to stay upright. He's coming back off of an injury. So I believe that this pick for them, if he brings this energy that he has to the field and actually is able to execute it, he might be one of the ones. I'm going to tell you that now. So me personally, I'm going to give Dallas an A for this pick because I really like Tyler Booker. 13, Miami. Miami always winds up, like, drafting a guy. I'm like, I'm not, like, sold. Kenneth Grant, don't get me wrong, I think he's going to be a good player in the league. But was he worth the 13th overall pick? And I think my answer right now is I don't know. I don't know if he I feel like he could have been there later on for Miami if they wanted him, if they wanted to trade back. So because he's such a high pick, now he's going to have a big target on his back. I'm going to give y'all like a B- for this pick because I just don't know how I feel about y'all going to get, you know, this guy this early on. Tyler Warren, really like his game out of Penn State for the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to give that pick an A because I think he was a do-it-all guy at Penn State. And if he can repeat some of that production in Indy under this current regime, man, I think that they might have something special. We had a moment last night in the podcast where we were like, wait a minute, last person to wear 44 in Indy at tight end was Dallas Clark, and he was one of those ones. So if he can repeat that kind of, legacy there, once again, he's one of those ones that could be coming into Indy as well. 15, we went ahead to Atlanta, and Atlanta kind of stayed close to the crib and got themselves a UGA guy, Mr. Jalen Walker. Now, Jalen Walker dominant off the edge. I really like this guy, his game. I think Atlanta needs some help in that defensive line, so I think this is a great pick for them. I'm going to go ahead and give them an A for this young man as well. And the space that he was, he's a North Carolina guy. I didn't even know he was so close. He was in Salisbury, but he's a North Carolina guy. Went to UGA, dominated there. He's a big specimen. He's a big human being, man. So I think he'll be able to bring that kind of energy into Atlanta on that defense side of the ball. I think they were already getting a little bit better defensively, but they lost some pieces. You know, Grady Jarrett's gone. So having those kind of guys like him now, I think it's going to help them in the long run. Atlanta was right before the Arizona Cardinals, who went ahead and got Walter Nolan. I think the Walter Nolan is going to be a good pickup on that defensive side of the ball, because if you can only imagine, Calais Campbell went back to Arizona. So he'll be able to sit under him, get some tutelage from one of the NFL's, best defensive tackles. And so I think that would be good for his overall career trajectory. So because of that pick for him, I'm going to give them a B-plus on that pick, because I think, once again, he'll be able to learn and also play dominantly in Arizona with Calais Campbell. As we get to my divisional opponents, man, Cincinnati went ahead and got Shamar Stewart out of, I think it was Mississippi State. So, Cincinnati needs a lot of help on defense. So it definitely starts on that D-line first. They have to get after the passer. Trey Henderson, so I'm not trying to get up out of there. I'm not mad at the pick at all. I like Shamar Stewart's game. I'm going to give them a B-plus for this pick. I want to see what he does in this AFC North competition. I mean, it's always a dogfight in there. And Cincinnati seems to be always usually the weakest defense in the division, in my personal opinion. So he'll be coming into a weak defense, but will he be able to kind of help turn the tide for them? We'll see. 18, Seattle. What's the surprise of the draft? They went ahead and got Gray Zabel. Now, Gray Zabel has been in a lot of mocks, but didn't know if he'd be taken this high up. I thought he was kind of more of a late-round first guy. So I'm going to give him a B-minus for this pick, because I think they kind of reached in regards to where he is. Now, I may be putting the cart before the horse, but, I'm intrigued to see, where they can get this young man to go here in this offense. So I'd be intrigued to see kind of what he looks like there in Seattle with this team. Now, 19, as we move on, getting to these finish up the teams, man, the Buccaneers went and got Emeka Egbuke, from Ohio State. Now, I love the player. Didn't know if he'd be a fit in Tampa Bay, but as I thought about it, they got Chris Godwin down there. He's coming off, an injury, pretty sure. Mike Evans is, dwindling down towards the end of his career. So I think that this young man will be able to learn once again from some NFL, top guys in NFL at the position, which only helped him and helped the Buccaneers in the long run. I thought that they would try to get Jahad Campbell, who went a little bit later on in the round, but I'm not mad at this pick at all. I'm actually going to give them an A for this pick, because I thought he was one of the top receivers in this draft. And so to be able to go get him at 19, I don't think it's a stretch at all, because I definitely had Emeka going in the first round. Didn't know where he would go necessarily, but I'm not mad at this pick at all. The Broncos, I'm not mad at their pick. They went ahead and got Jahad Barron, cornerback out of Texas. Now, Hundo, he wanted a running back here, but I was like, bro, I really like this kid out of Texas. He was locked down for the majority of the year. Good technique, and to add him to the secondary room where they already got Pat Surtain, I mean, why would you not want to get better in your secondary? I told him yesterday, you can't never have too many corners. So I think this would be a great pickup for them, and to give them personally a B-plus for this pick for sure. Now, here we go. Derek Harmon to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, it's nothing against Derek Harmon at all. But currently, Pittsburgh has no quarterback. And they also have no second-round pick. Derek Harmon as a player, I give him an A+. But this particular pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21, when they're in need of a quarterback, and the only quarterback on the roster is currently Mason Rudolph, and they haven't necessarily heard, I guess potentially could be relying on Aaron Rodgers. But seeing that you have no quarterback coming into this draft, you go into the first round, Shador's right there. And you all say, nah, we're going to continue to bolster up the defense. I can't respect it. I got to give this pick a C+. And once again, it's more or less on Pittsburgh versus Derek Harmon. I think Derek Harmon as a player, he fits what they need because Mr. Hayward, Cam, is getting ready to be up out of there. You know what I'm saying? He's going to retire. So he will be a great replacement to Cam. But y'all need a quarterback. It's going to be no need for him to have all this pass rush and all this, you know, stuff on the defensive side and have no quarterback. It just doesn't make sense. Didn't make sense to me last night, and it still don't make sense to me today. So I'm going to give y'all a C. Let's move to the Chargers, man. Chargers at 22. Went ahead and got Amarion Hampton, running back out of Chapel Hill. Speed back. They needed some help at the running back position. Now, they do have Najee Harris, who they just signed as well. So I think they're going to try to create a two-headed monster in L.A., which is, I don't think it's a bad sign. I like the pick. I like the running back. Do I like the position when they needed other positions? I feel like they could have used some help at corner. I feel they could have used some help on, you know, that defensive end. So I think...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Again, Joey's gone. Joey Bosa's gone. So it's just going to be Khalil Mack out there now. So I feel like they need some edge help potentially. And there were some edge guys that were left. So it was intriguing to me that they didn't kind of address those needs instead of going running back, where you already kind of signed a running back in the offseason. So because of that, I'm going to give them a B. And like I said, I like Hampton as a player. So I'm going to give them a B for the pick overall here for me. Now, 23 in Green Bay surprised me because they never go wide receiver in the first round. If you know anything about Green Bay, they haven't picked a wide receiver like they said last night since, what, 02? And so Matthew Golden, really like that kid. Fast, 4.29, speed guy, deep threat out of Texas as well. A lot of Texas guys he won that first round, as you can see. I like him as a speed guy. Like him, the fit in Green Bay. They got a lot of young guys. I like him in that wide receiver room with Christian Watkins and Mr. Wicks. And they got some other guys out there as well that, you know, are some guys. But I don't know if any of them have the straight line speed. Maybe Christian if he's fully healthy. But this young man comes in fully healthy and gives you 4.29 speed as well. So I'm going to give them a B-plus for this pick. Man, I really like this young man to stay in Green Bay. And we'll see what he does in that receiving room, in that receiving core, and for that offense as well. The Minnesota Vikings went ahead and kind of bolstered that offensive line by getting Donovan Jackson. I thought they were going to get a safety here, seeing that they have an aging, you know, Mr. Harrison on that secondary there. So I was intrigued actually by this pick, Mr. Jackson. Now, don't get me wrong, Mr. Jackson, I think is going to be a good player for them on the offensive line. And I think they want to protect J.J. McCarthy coming off of that injury that he had last year that ended his career, ended his season earlier than expected. And so I think that this pick for them is going to help them for sure, because like I said, you can always want to bolster the offensive line and make sure it's the best as it can be. Now, so for that, like I said, I'm going to give them a B for that pick, man. Now, here's my worst grade of the whole first round. The New York Giants, 25. Now, call me what you want to call me, but call me a realist and call me someone who I feel like, you know, understands the game a little bit. New York traded back into the first round. New York Giants, not the Jets. New York Giants traded back into the first round. And so I'm like, wow, you know, they're actually going to go try and get Shador. These fools, who, mind you, had already signed Russ and Jameis Winston, come back and go get Jackson Dart in the first round. I'm still, like, trying to wrap my head around, like, why did they jump it back into the first round to go get Jackson Dart? To me personally, I know a lot of execs were like, oh, we love this kid, and they had him ranked higher than Shador. That was never the case for me. Never the case for me. I thought it was crazy to have him above Shador Sanders. So to see them come back to the first round and go get him and know he may not start, which is not necessarily the issue. The issue is that they picked Jackson Dart. I just didn't think he was a better prospect over Shador Sanders. Now, overall, the whole quarterback class just wasn't that deep, but I didn't think Jackson Dart was better than Shador Sanders, my personal opinion. So I got to give them like a C, man. I got to give him a C for this pick because I got to see how he plays whenever he gets onto the field. I don't have a lot of faith in this kid, man. I'm just not a fan of his game. I know Hundo is a fan of Jackson Dart from the Ole Miss times. I'm just not a fan of this young man's game in the league, bro. I think Shador had been a much better fit in New York here at 25. That's just me. 26, man, Atlanta traded back in and traded with the Rams and went ahead and got another edge guy, James Pierce Jr. out of Charlotte. He actually went to University of Tennessee, Knoxville. And so I like this pick. I talked about him in my Ravens mock as well, being a twitchy guy off the edge. I really like his speed and his quickness. So I think that they did a very good job in regards to going and getting two guys, because they don't have Jalen Walker from UGA and this young man out of Tennessee as well. So I'm interested to see, you know, they play both of them at the same time, and how they both pan out in the league in regards to that defensive pass rush. Atlanta always is a team that interests me because I'm like, I think they might could use the corner. You know what I'm saying? There were some corners that were still available here. But, hey, you know, that's fine. I think that, like I said, James Pierce is going to be a good pick for them. So because of that, I'm going to give them a B-plus on the pick just because they already picked the edge earlier in the round. So that's cool. 27, man, my Ravens. Oh, my goodness, my Ravens did it again. The board fell to us perfectly. Went ahead and got Malachi Starks and giving us an A-plus. But just because, I mean, I'm not trying to be biased, but I'm also being biased. The Ravens definitely needed some help in the secondary. And I say this because in the first 11 weeks of the season, we were getting cooked. And we had Marlowe, Nate, all those guys. So we think we needed to add into that secondary. So being able to add a Malachi Starks, who has been a dog all his, I think, his whole career at UGA, gives us another weapon on that defense, man. And so it allows us to move Kyle Hamilton around, allows us to move Marlon Humphreys around, move Nate around, move Owusie around. I think everybody can feel a bit more comfortable in that secondary because we have somebody on the back end now, and Malachi Starks, who can, you know, get after it. And I'm not discrediting Ardarius Washington at all, but I think that he will be able to kind of come in here in this particular space and be able to it'll help us tremendously here. So I'm super excited to see him in Baltimore. So giving us an A-plus for this pick. I think the talent always just falls to us at the end of the first round. And I think we had a plethora of picks that we could have made here, but I'm glad we made the Malachi Starks pick. The Detroit Lions went ahead and got Tariq Williams out of, I don't remember what school he went to, the defensive tackle. Now, I think that it's great that Detroit always bolsters up this defensive line. There's something that they've just been doing. That defense has always been, you know, work in progress for them. And so Aiden Hutchinson's out there. They picked up his fifth-year option I saw earlier. And so I think this young man is able to come in and add to their rotational pieces on that defensive line. It helps them out, I think, almost immediately. I give them a B-plus for this pick just because I want to see how this young man fits into that defensive system and is able to kind of help them in that rotation, in that division, in that conference. Next we had Joshua Cornley Jr. out of Washington to the Commanders. I saw a concerning video today from the senior bowl practice of this young man getting cooked off the edge. So I need to go back and really watch some tape on him. I don't want to make all my assumptions off this one pick off that tape. If I remember correctly, now that was Josh Simmons later on. Cornley, I gotta see what he's on. I didn't really watch too much tape on that young man. Let me pull up real quick what school he went to. Oh, at Oregon. Okay. Yeah. I mean, 21, he's young. I think he has a lot to learn. I think he'll be able to kind of sit behind some guys at Washington and be able to learn some good things, man. I want to see him do good. Washington's a good franchise. Right now it is. It's being run a lot better than it has been in the past. As you can see, picking at 29, they haven't done that in a very long time. So I'm excited to see what that young man can do in that offense. So I'm going to give him a B-minus, just so I want to see what he does. I think that Buffalo drafted correctly. Maxwell Harrison, corner out of Kentucky. I'm going to give y'all, as much as I, you know, have some disdain towards the Buffalo Bills organization right now, I like this pick. A-minus. I like this kid. I like this corner. He was one of the guys I had mocked to the Ravens, just in some various mocks. And so I really like the way he plays the game. He was very supportive of all his fellow draftees last night at the draft. And so to see him have his name called and the same guys, you know, come and dap him up and give him congratulatory remarks was dope, man. I wish those kind of guys the best in the league, because anytime you can celebrate others, I think that you you know, putting good karma, if you want to use karma, I don't really believe in it. We're allowing, you know, your light to shine in others, right? And so I think that God blesses that. Now, 31 might have been the steal of the round in Jahad Campbell going to Philly. Man, when you think about it, bro, Jahad Campbell, like I said, he was projected to be a top 10 pick in a lot of mocks. And so, I mean, for him to be Philly to trade up one spot from 32 to 31 to go and get him, adding another guy that went to Bama to that defense, another guy that was just, you know, dominant in college to that defense at linebacker position where they have often struggled or faced injury. I think it's a great steal for them. And he definitely gets one of my day one steals for sure. But then lastly, man, Josh Simmons going to the Chiefs, man. I think he's going to be another good tackle for them, bro. So I'm going to give grades wise, I'm going to give Philly an A plus for the Jahad Campbell pick because of value, because of placement, because of all of that. A plus for that Philly pick. And I'm going to give Josh Simmons, I'm going to give him an A minus going to the Chiefs. I think he's going to go in and be able to compete immediately because they always need some help on the offensive line and being able to go in and immediately protect Patrick Mahomes. Man, it's a tall task. But I think that Josh Simmons is up for the challenge. And because, once again, I thought he was, before injury, he was a top 10 pick as well. So, great first round. Those are my grades, man. But going into day two, as we get into the second and third round, here's some day two steals I'm thinking of. First of which is going to be Shedeur Sanders. I don't know what's the beef right now, man, with Shedeur and with these teams. And I don't know where the hate's coming from. I don't know what the, you know, stuff. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening with the Shedeur stuff. I don't get it. But Shedeur should be the next quarterback taken off this list. I keep seeing all this crazy stuff about he could be the fourth quarterback or the fifth quarterback taken, in the draft tonight. And I'm like, what is the disrespect is actually getting preposterous. I'm sick of it. I don't like it at all. I don't know if it's like a power thing with some of these teams, but like the young man can ball. And at the end of the day, if we continue to draft guys who have had character issues and have had this and that happen in their lives, and he has had none of that, I don't know what the holdup is. And he's been a great player. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't, you know, caused any issues in the locker room. He hasn't been one of those guys that's like gotten in any trouble. Like, I don't see the issue with why he hasn't been drafted and why he hasn't been drafted in the first round, in my personal opinion. So whoever gets him tonight, man, get a steal. The young man is fired up. He hasn't let any of the negative comments kind of get to him or negative, you know, things influence him. He's using it as fuel, which I think is very smart, and I think it's going to benefit him very much in the future here, man. So shout out to Shedeur Sanders, man, and shout out to what I think you're going to do here coming up in the draft tonight. Another steal, I think, for tonight will be Will Johnson, cornerback out of Michigan. I think he slipped out of the first round. Now, there was concern of a knee injury that he had, but I think that that shouldn't really cause too much more harm to his stock going into tonight, being that it's the second round. Siobhan Revel, cornerback out of ECU. I think he'll be a steal for somebody tonight. I think that Luther Burden, wide receiver, from Mizzou, he will be a steal for somebody tonight. I believe the running back from Ohio State, Trayvon Henderson, he'll go tonight for sure as well. I know I keep naming like all the top guys, but I think that there will be some really good guys. Jalen Milroe is another one. I think Jalen Milroe is a sleeper, personally. I'm intrigued by the way that he plays the game of football. And he was talking, you know, about his speed and just the way that he comes out. Teams have had concern over his accuracy, over just the way he plays the game, which is still kind of crazy to me because, I mean, the closest comparison in the NFL today that you can give to him probably is Lamar. You know what I'm saying? Coming out of college, at least. So I'm intrigued to see where he ends up tonight. Mike Green, another guy I thought slipped out, an edge. Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College, another guy. I mean, I think it's just the Trey Amos, another, you know, I think there's just the plethora of these young men, man. Nick Emory, safety out of South Carolina. I think there was a lot of guys that didn't get picked last night that could have gotten picked in certain spaces. And so not necessarily snubs, but I think they can be day two steals for somebody who's going to get them. And I think teams can be like, wow, in a couple years, like, did I make the right selection? I think you have those teams that always draft well. You have those teams like, I could have gotten that guy with my pick in the first round, but I pass them up for whoever I picked here, and it didn't necessarily work out. And I think that that song and dance will continue on for some teams as we go into day two tonight. I'm excited to see, man, what happens in this night two of the NFL draft. I probably will not watch as intently as we did last night. We're definitely not going live again, but I'll definitely be back to go over who these young men get selected to, the ones that I've named, and anyone that I may have missed. I'm like, ooh, he'll be a good pickup for somebody when he gets drafted. So please continue to stay locked in with the Winning Shot Podcast. We appreciate all the love and the support. I hope that you have a phenomenal and safe weekend, and I pray God's blessings upon each and every one of you watch the podcast this evening. Continue to stay locked in with us. We appreciate everything that y'all do. Any comments, questions, or concerns, always put them in the chat. DM us. If y'all want to talk to us to talk about anything specifically, we will be more than happy to do that. And we're just guys, man, who just love the Lord, want to continue to work, grind, be the best man that we can be, but also talk about the sports, man, that we always talk about in general anyway. Why not put the content out and let the people kind of converse with us? So please, guys, if you would, please like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends and family, man. We want to get all the input that we can, and we want to continue to be as great as we can be. So we appreciate y'all. We love y'all, and we look forward to seeing y'all at the next appointed time. Peace.